ascoltando i podcast di Radio Bue, la web radio degli studenti dell'Università di Padova, www.radiobue.it.
Radio Didattica. Contenitore multimediale di approfondimenti formativi.
Corso di Decentralized Cooperation, professoressa Valmorbida, anno accademico 2009-2010.
This cooperation is characterized by a large number of actors and a high level of employment available resources, both human and financial. The activities in Southeastern Europe can be understood and analyzed in regard with two periods, during the war and the years immediately following the conflict, 91 and 97, and in addition to that as well the situation of Kosovo at the beginning of the year 2000, and the post-war years from 98 up to now. This process has been developed into an institutional framework, and we have been in touch in decentralized cooperation with the international community in the area, in particular referred to the Erdut Agreement, to the Dayton Agreement and the activity of the OHR in Bosnia-Herzegovina, the Stability Pact and so on. CEE, Southeast Europe, received support from the international community as well as from the city, regions and associations. And it has to go through a transitional period from the socialist system to a market-oriented system. The commitment of the European local authorities is also oriented to support local democracy and strengthen mechanism to citizens' participation. Another feature of this process operation are strictly connected to accompany in governance and citizens' participation this country into the European Union institutions. The partnership between local authorities and NGOs are able to ensure long-lasting effects as they directly communicate with the citizens, creating human contacts and mutual exchanges of experiences. Without doubt, the war in former Yugoslavia represented a watershed as far as the international cooperation of local authorities in Europe is concerned. Direct involvement, geographic proximity, historical background left none of us indifferent to the tragedy. The war was in the heart of Europe and the consequences were measurable in our daily life. Local authorities in Europe were very active during the war, with humanitarian reasons, and thousands of volunteers brought support to these countries. Going over the political barriers and any kind of historical relationship, the effort made from 91 to 96 were of paramount importance. In most of the cases, the humanitarian aid provided by the local authorities was in many cases more efficient and consistent than the one given by the states. In this case, a lot of consultative bodies, groups of citizens and NGOs were established in the municipalities of Europe, and they are now still the main stakeholders of decentralized cooperation of their cities. There was a lot of NGOs involved as well, and they were and they still are a fundamental role in bringing the local authorities into the partnership with the local authorities in Southeast Europe. For almost all the cases of cooperation registered, the first input arrived to the local authorities through the local NGOs, which were in direct contact with the citizens. The NGOs could express the necessary skills and competencies that sometimes are missing to the local authorities. Without any doubt, the war especially now that we are approaching the European Union integration, they are still more involved. After the war, there was a program of cooperation for rebuilding, which engages numbers of regions and municipalities in Europe for Southeast Europe. They are important example of huge quantity of funds now for infrastructural supply. The rebuilding process is complex with articulated actions which bring together different segments of the community. Another specific means and methodology for cooperation in Balkans are the transborder cooperation activities. They are seen for this decentralized cooperation as specific instruments to create contacts and peace-building processes between the different countries. We can quote some numbers of decentralized cooperation activities sponsored by the governments as well. There are plenty of activities sponsored by Italy. In particular, we can mention the Cities to Cities program funded by Italy and by the UN. We also have examples of the of France with Développement Local dans les Balkans, which supported municipal cooperation in particular in Kosovo, and activities supported by the LGAB, which is the Association of Local Authorities in the UK, which promoted a lot of engagement of municipalities. Municipalities from Italy were particularly engaged and supported both by the regions and by the state. We can quote again a best practice of the Friuli Venezia Giulia and the Ministry of Foreign Affairs to an international decentralized cooperation process in Eastern Slavonia. We can quote again some big initiative like the CREB, which is the Balkan network realizing cooperation with Association of Italian Cities and the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and the City of Venice, which lists the cooperation between municipalities in Italy in the Balkans. At that time work was created as well the Osservatorio per I Balcani, which is now still in place and funded by the province of Trento, to further understand and list the activities of the Italian regions in the Balkans. The cluster of Eastern Europe is not homogeneous, and we tend to include in it the countries belonging to the former USSR bloc, Romania, Hungary, Poland, Czech Republic and Slovakia. In general, the approach to decentralized cooperation is based on old and long-lasting twinning, which date back to the communist time. Some of these twinning had the chance to refresh their cooperation and were real pillar for the governance matters. To be mentioned here, the FARE program for the European integration of these countries, FARE, which is the program of community aid to the countries of Central and Eastern Europe, has been supporting local governments and engagement of municipalities during the years of the preparation of integration to the EU of these municipalities and these countries. The municipality used a lot of these instruments to develop cooperation. A good example is the city of Bydgoszcz, northern of Poland, which is actively involved in decentralized cooperation and networks like EuroCities and ALDA. The networks are followed by dedicated and qualified staff. I also mentioned some examples of the UK and Ireland. Both of these countries are quite far away from Europe, even if they are member of the European Union. There is a sort of a specific way of addressing decentralized cooperation. The UK, in particular, are mostly oriented to work with the Commonwealth activities. They have the contact with 54 member states composing the Commonwealth and referred to their former empire. Another explanation for the very little engagement in decentralized cooperation for the UK are also a very low autonomy and very big concentration of their administration onto the administrative system. Ireland is as well quite limited in decentralized cooperation. We can identify two reasons for this: a relatively small possibility in funding for the local authorities, and the fact that the municipality is basically run from a technical point of view, which is the chief executive of the municipality. The limitation in politics in the Irish local authorities goes back to the Civil War and to the aftermath of such a conflict. Indeed, in the following years of the Civil War, the political color of the municipality had a great impact about how the services and facilities were offered to the community. Usually, if one of the part was in power, it excluded from the services the other side. Therefore, in order to avoid these differences, it was proposed to have the cities run only from a technical point of view. This technicality avoids them to be really involved at the political level in decentralized cooperation.
Radio Didattica. Contenitore multimediale di approfondimenti informativi.
Stai ascoltando i podcast di Radio Bue, la web radio degli studenti dell'Università di Padova, www.radiobue.it.